Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Solomon. Proverbs 24:17. Hi, it's Nathan, and this is day 23 of 30 Days of Wisdom. Sometimes I wish Scripture didn't step on my toes like this. Then again, I'm glad for the challenge to become a better person, a more godlike person. Life often unfolds as a story of winners and losers, victory parties and broken hearts. When the competition fades, falls flat on its face, we celebrate, we dance, we party the night away. In this, we fail, too. Our gloating eclipses the heart God intends for us to have, one of empathy, understanding, compassion, other-centeredness, common humanity. Our enemy's fall has come at great cost to them. The events which precipitated that fall may be largely unknown to us. Deep sadness, cavernous loss, aching pain, misguided thinking. In their experiences wrapped up real, painful suffering. And when we celebrate our win and their loss, we are celebrating the triumph of pain, suffering, hurt, and in it, denying our own common humanity. It is no victory for us, but a common loss. We may be victors on paper, but we suffer together, our hearts eaten and corroded by the very vices that have brought our enemy down. We are no better when we gloat. We are only in different circumstances, beset by the same humanity. Our gloating only serves as a temporary distraction from our own common brokenness.